Out of the dugout and to the field, it's time for high school softball on Kansaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Kansaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Batter up.
Welcome you into the capital city, Topeka, the site for 3A state softball here on FM 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha. Along with studio engineers here today, Seth Tollison and Harper Smith, Jake Spaulding here right behind home plate. It's a beautiful afternoon here in Topeka as we've got 3A softball on the air. You just heard a little while ago the upset in 3A baseball as the 8th seed Sabetha Blue Jays knocked off top-seeded Jefferson West, 2-0. Wade Gerstner with a great call on that earlier today. Over on 93.7 FM, Valley Falls in walk-off fashion gets revenge against Medicine Lodge with a 1-0 victory in their opening round game. Justin Fluke on the call with that one, but we're locked in here for our first softball game of the day across the MSC Sports Radio Network. Again, it's Jake here behind home plate, and we've got a great one. 2-21-4 teams, the 4-5 matchup here in this 3A tournament. We are here at the Invista Softball Complex in Topeka, and it's Riverside with head coach Tristan Allen. The best record, the best results that Riverside Softball has ever seen in their history, and they are the 4 seed in this state tournament. They defeated Atchison County by 16-1, Marysville 5-4, and then Nemaha Central 10-4 to get to this point from their regional last week. The 5-seed Minneapolis Lions are 21-4, coached by Brian Weatherman. They had a little easier path, if you will, when you look at the scores and their matchups from last week. Plainville Stockton, they knocked them off 16-0, then Smoky Valley 13-3 by run rule, and then Beloit 10-4 in the regional title. Couple notes to make for Riverside. It's all going to start in the circle for the Cyclones as Mia Jackson, 12-2 record on the year, a sub-2 ERA, 1.72, and 101 strikeouts on the season. Also on the field for the Cyclones, great defensively. First base, you've got Kennedy Griffin and then Nyla Duncan at third. The corners for Riverside have been a great tandem in the field, but also behind at the dish as well as Griffin, leading the team with a .521 batting average, 11 home runs, including 3 in the regional last week in Marysville. And Nyla Duncan hitting .465. Cyclones had just had 18 wins the past two seasons combined before this season's 21-win outburst and their first ever trip to the state tournament. Their opponent again, the Lions from Minneapolis. They beat Plainville, Stockton, Smoky Valley, Beloit. Hey, Brady Weatherman, she's going to be in the circle for the Lions here today. A 1.93 ERA, 11-2 on the season, and 117 strikeouts this season. So a battle of two really good pitchers here today. She's got 461 career strikeouts in her career. She is a senior for the Lions. Big time batting as well for the Lions, as they've got Hardesty is hitting .500 from the shortstop position. She also has an 8-2 record in the pitching circle for Minneapolis. So any struggles coming from their stud in the circle, Weatherman, will look to see Hardesty come in. Also from left field, McClure, she comes in hitting .464 and a grand slam in the regional title to win that game over Beloit 10-4. We'll break down your starting lineups here right now as well, as we've got one break we'll get to in just a moment, but our starting lineups here, we'll start with the visitors on the scoreboard, will be Minneapolis, the 5 seed. Starting wearing number 3, playing center field is Nyla Parks. In the circle, it'll be number 14, Brady Weatherman, batting 2nd. Trista Hardesty, she plays 2nd base, wearing number 13. At 1st base, it'll be Amelia Randall Hurt, wearing number 16. Batting 5th in right field, Izzy Cossert, she wears number 11. At 3rd base, it's Nyla Alderson, wearing number 27. Batting 7th will be Amelia McClure, she plays shortstop, wearing number 8. Ella Doring is the catcher. She bats 8 and wears number 5. And then in left field, Amelia Roth wears number 1, batting 9th. Again, head coach for Minneapolis is Brian Weatherman. Parks, Weatherman, Hardesty, Randall Hurt, Concert, Alderson, McClure, Doring, and Roth for the Lions. We're the home team. It's the Riverside Cyclones. As you hear their crowd behind me get into this game a little bit. Their starting lineups here, 21-4 underneath head coach for Riverside once again, Tristan Allen. Batting first, playing catcher, will be Ella Whistler, wearing number 21. Batting second at first base, freshman Kennedy Griffin, wearing number 42. At the hot corner, playing third, the junior Nyla Duncan wears number 0. Batting cleanup in the fourth spot, it's Alexis Scott, the only senior on this roster, playing shortstop, wearing number 7. Mia Jackson, she's the pitcher, junior, wearing number 9. She'll bat fifth. Tori Ortega, a freshman, she's batting sixth, wearing number 11. She plays right field. Jess Perez, junior, playing second base, wears number 2. Batting 8, Kayana Hewins, a sophomore. She plays center field, wearing number 24. The designated player today, which is in softball just as similar as a designated hitter, will be Bentley Miller, the sophomore, batting 9th, wearing number 15. And then playing left field, Ebony Alvarez, a junior, wearing number 5. Again, in the field, for Riverside, Whistler, Griffin, Duncan, Scott, Jackson, Ortega, Perez, Hewins, Miller, with Alvarez playing left field. Time for our pregame timeout. We come back. First pitch is coming up here for 3A State Softball, live from Topeka, here on FM 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
For more than 40 years, Taylor Seed Farms has been driving success for farmers with big-time results and small-town values. At Taylor, we back our words with action and excellence. Our corn and soybeans undergo thorough testing in your local environments for years before hitting the market, ensuring our research is serving you best. And we're proudly American-owned and family-run. Visit TaylorSeedFarms.com/radio and explore hybrids and varieties tailored to your farm's needs.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
We are the neighbors that want to help people succeed. My name is Zach Lancaster. I am a lender at the Farmer State Bank. We want to help be there for other people, and that shows in every interaction at the bank, from the tellers to the receptionist, all the way down to the people in the basement that do the stuff behind the scenes. Everybody is here to help the community. That's what I like about Farmers.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive just south
this
of Holton.
This is the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Back here at 3A State Softball, we're at the Invista Softball Complex, Riverside, Minneapolis. About to get underway. We got Seth and Harper back in studio. Jake and Jake here behind home plate. Here is the first offering of the ball game, and it's a ball inside, 1-0. Riverside out defensively. We got Mia Jackson pitching, Griffin at first, Perez at second, Scott at short, Duncan at third. Right to left in the outfield, Ortega, Hewins, Alvarez, and Whistler behind the dish. 1-0 the count here to Parks. The second offering from Jackson is a little bit low, 2-0. Again, this is a matchup of two 21-4 teams here today. Third offering, the second one was called a strike at the knees, and so it is now 2-1. The third offering, that one was a little bit low to Parks. So 2-1 to count. Jackson's 2-1 pitch, swung on and missed, strike two. We're in the top half of the first inning. You haven't missed anything yet. The 4-5 matchup. Here's a 2-2 pitch from Jackson. Popped high in the air on the infield, giving chase in from second base is Perez, who makes the play for out number one. So one away here, top half of the first inning. Beautiful day here. It's 64 degrees. They said it rained all the way until 11 o'clock here on site, but it has not rained since then, and it's been a beautiful day. A little bit of a breeze pushing out to left field. One away here, top half of the first inning. Now we've got Brady Weatherman, the pitcher for the Lions, steps in for the first time today. The first offering into Weatherman is a little bit low and outside, ball one. Weatherman in from the right side of the batter's box. Jackson slinging it from her right hip. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That one's a little bit low and outside as well. 2-0. 2-0 the count here. One out. Top of the first inning. The four-seeded Cyclones, the home team, the Lions from Minneapolis, the visitors batting. The 2-0 pitch is fouled off. Now two balls and one strike. Hardesty's on deck, and everybody gets on. Randall Hurt for the Lions. Jackson in the circle. Right foot on the rubber. Here's the 2-1 offering in the dirt. Ball three. Beautiful complex here as well in Topeka, as it's a full turf infield and then grass outfield. Here's the 3-1 pitch from Jackson. Called strike on the inside corner. It's now 3-2. Again, Jackson on the season, 101 strikeouts, looking for a punch out 102 here against the top hitter from the Lions. The 3-2 pitch lifted into right center field, giving chase is Ortega underneath it, and confusion as Ewens and Ortega collide. The ball drops freely, and standing at second base is Weatherman. I'm unsure if we'll call that an error or looked like a playable ball there for Ortega flowing in from right into right center, but colliding with Ewens. That will be labeled an E9. The runner at second, Weatherman, stepping in now is Hardesty from the right side, the second baseman for the Lions. First pitch fouled off. It's 0-1. Maybe a little nerves. Again, first time Riverside's been in a state softball tournament. Best season in school history. 18 wins combined the previous two seasons. The 0-1 pitch to Hardesty, outside, ball one. Whistler having to work hard behind the dish, knowing that there's now a runner at second base in Weatherman. The 1-1 pitch. Ball lifted to center field, giving chase to Ewens. She comes in and makes the easy grab for out number two. The pitch there from Jackson. Trust that defense behind you. And there's two away here in the top of the first inning. This will bring up the cleanup hitter, Amelia Randall Hurt, playing first base for Minneapolis. Cyclones trying to strand Weatherman at second. First offering lifted down the right field line, slicing foul. 0-1 the count here to Randall Hurt. She's able to reach safely. Gossard's waiting on deck for the Lions. Here's the 0-1 pitch. A little bit high. 1-1. Three umpires here for this state tournament. 1-1 pitch, swung on and missed. Strike two. Jackson looking for that first strikeout of the ball game. Would be number 102 on the season and would help strand Weatherman at second base following the error. Two away here, top of the first inning. The 1-2 pitch lifted high, out of play, right behind us. And we'll do it again at 1-2. Got Mia's cousin Jackson on the mic, Jake. On the mic next to me as well, hanging out here at the beautiful complex in Topeka. The 1-2 pitch, fouled off again, straight back to the screen. We'll do it again at 1-2. Looks like he's enjoying a nice little snow cone there. Pretty good? Good, good. 1-2 the count, 2 away, Weatherman at second base. The 1-2 pitch from Jackson in the dirt, scooped nicely by Whistler. Kept it in front. Weatherman stays at second base. It's now 2-2. This will be the seventh pitch of the at-bat here to the cleanup hitter, Randall Hurt. Jackson comes set. Here's the 2-2 offering. Lifted high into right field. Going back is Ortega, fighting the sun, making the grab for out number three. Ortega with an error earlier on, allowing Weatherman to get to second base, but she's stranded right there. No hits. No runs, one error, one left on. We head to the bottom of the first inning. Minneapolis 0, Riverside coming up here in 3A State Softball on KNZA.
Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar is open 7 days a week in Highland, offering daily lunch specials and happy hour. Kirkwood also hosts small groups and parties and can cater. The perfect place for great food and drinks together with family and friends. Kirkwood & Co. Sports Bar in Highland.
Discover Wathena Healthcare and Rehabilitation Center, a fully VA-contracted facility that is both Medicare and Medicaid certified and accepts most Medicare Advantage plans. Offering long-term care, short-stay rehab, and outpatient rehab, including physical, occupational, and speech therapy. Enjoy a small-town home-like atmosphere with all the amenities while providing a variety of daily activities to keep you engaged. Plus, just a few miles from local hospitals and physicians. Experience quality care where you feel at home. Choose Wathena Healthcare, caring for you every step of the way.
State Farm Insurance Agent Jessica Studer, providing insurance and financial services. 205 St. Joseph Street in Wathena. Stop by for a visit or log on to jessicastuder.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We move on to the bottom of the first inning here at Topeka, the Invista Softball Complex here in the capital city. Jake Spaulding here behind home plate, joined next to me by Jake Lamont, little cousin of Mia Jackson of the Riverside Cyclones. Throws a headset on. He's going to hang out with us a little bit here this afternoon. Well, top of the first inning, saw one runner reach base on an error, but stranded there was Brady Leatherman. So Mia Jackson saw four batters and three outs, one error, no hits, and no runs for the Lions. Bottom half of the first inning now is going to be Ella Whistler, Kennedy Griffin, and Isla Duncan. Anybody gets on, it'll be Alexis Scott. In the circle is Brady Leatherman for the Lions. 117 strikeouts on the season. Her first offering into Whistler is low, ball one. And we talked about how impressive these two pitchers are. Weatherman, a four-year starter for the Lions, in her career has over 460 strikeouts. Here's the 1-0 offering to Whistler. Tries to get a bunt down the third base line, but it goes foul. It's 1-1. Whistler on the season, north of 400 on her batting average. Mentioned Kennedy Griffin on deck. She's leading the team with a 521 average and 11 home runs. Nyla Duncan in the hole, the 465 average. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Whistler. Ground ball back to the pitcher. Weatherman catches it on one hop. Throws to first in time. Randall Hurt secures it and one away. So the 1-3 put out. Out number one here for the Cyclones. Now Kennedy Griffin steps in from the left side of the batter's box. For the Cyclones, not much breeze, but the breeze that there is here is blowing out to left field. First pitch. In there, and I think we called that a ball. We don't have the umpire. It's very subtle right in front of me here. 1-0 count here to Griffin. Ball lifted to the right field. Shallow right field. Drops in for a base hit right in front of Kossert. Comes up on it, fires it back in, but Griffin fights that one in on the hands off the lower part of the barrel. Able to lift it into right field for a single. And Griffin's tear as a freshman continues here for the Cyclones at the state tournament. One out. Griffin now at first. Nyla Duncan steps in with a 465 average. She's in from the right side. One away. First offering in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Coach Allen at third, giving Duncan the sign. Now it's 0-1. Here's Weatherman. Rocks on the rubber, fires the 0-1 pitch, gets past the catcher, moving up to second easily as Griffin, as Doring couldn't hang on to that ball that was high and outside. So a 1-1 count for Duncan, but more importantly, the wild pitch allows Griffin to move up. Weatherman steps off the rubber, now back on in the circle. Rocks and fires, the 1-1 offering. In there for a strike, it's 1-2. Now Duncan, down in the count, 1-2. Runner in scoring position at second base is Kennedy Griffin. Here's the 1-2. Too far outside, it's 2-2, evening the count now. Weatherman thought that one might have painted the corner. Weatherman with the ball, foot on the rubber, in the circle, the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, lifted into center field. Parks is there, makes the grab for out number two, and unable to move up was Kennedy Griffin. So a line drive into center field. Duncan, out number two here for the Cyclones. This will bring up Alexis Scott, the lone senior on this roster for the Cyclones. Stepping in from the right side, no batting gloves, slightly open stance. First pitch, fouled straight back to the screen, it's 0-1. Riverside in their home black uniforms with the baby blue pinstripes, blue numerals and lettering. Lions with the red pants, navy socks, white tops with the red numerals and letters. 0-1 pitch, just a bit outside, it's 1-1. Much to the dismay of the Lions fans to my right. Two away here, bottom of the first. Runner at second, Griffin reached on a single and moved up on a wild pitch. 1-1 offering. Just a little bit outside again. It's 2-1. Scott in from the right side. Her first plate appearance of the day. The 2-1 pitch, ground ball to shortstop. McClure has it. Fires over to first. Wild throw. Getting away from the first baseman, Randall Hurt. That'll allow Griffin to score. And up to second base goes Scott. E6 from the shortstop, McClure. Throw way over the head of Randall Hurt at first. So Scott and Griffin trade places. And the first run of the game for the Cyclones. Now stepping in from the right side, Mia Jackson. Jackson, a junior. Stud pitcher for the Cyclones. Takes ball one. Quickly back to the rubber. Here's Weatherman's 1-0 offering. Swung on and missed by Jackson. It's evening the count now at 1-1. Two away here, bottom of the first inning. Cyclones lead 1-0. Runner at second, Lexus Scott. Here's the 1-1 pitch, excuse me. Ground ball to the right side. Through the pass to second baseman Hardesty. Rounding third and looking to score. Here comes Scott, and she will with no throw. Mia Jackson with an RBI single. And the Cyclones now lead 2-0 here in the bottom of the first inning. Looks like we might have a courtesy runner coming in. This will be Brooklyn Poyer coming in to courtesy run for Jackson. So she'll be at first base. It's Poyer. Now into the box for the first time today. On the right side, it's Tori Ortega, one of the two freshmen on this roster. 2-0, Riverside with the lead. Runner at first, Poyer. First offering. In there for a strike. It's 0-1. Ortega is able to reach safely. Jess Perez, waits on deck. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Low and away, ball one. 1-1 the count here to Ortega. The rock, the fire, the swing, and a miss. Down 1-2 now. Inning was started with a ground ball to the pitcher by Whistler. Then Griffin singled. Duncan flied out to center. And then an error by the shortstop allowed Alexis Scott to get to second, the first run for the Cyclones. The 1-2 offering is high, ball two. And stealing the bag there is Poyer for Riverside. So now in a scoring position and the count even at 2-2. Then an RBI single by Mia Jackson brought Scott home. And that's where we stand right now. Two runs in for the Cyclones, two away, 2-2 the count. Weatherman rocks and fires. Ground ball to the shortstop, it's McClure. She bobbles it again, firing over in time, but it's dropped by Hardesty. Randall Hurt scoring from second is Poyer, and into second on the error is Perez. But check that, Ortega. Ortega reaches on an E6, goes to second on the error. And coming around to score is Poyer, for this third run of this inning. To bring up the seventh batter to the plate for the Cyclones in Jess Perez. First offering in there for a strike. It's 0-1. So Ortega now at second base. You've had Poyer score, Scott score, and Griffin score. The 0-1 pitch swung on and missed. It's 0-2. Perez can get on. Kayana Hewins waits on deck. The 0-2 pitch gets past the catcher Doering. It was a ball high and away. So moving up to third is Ortega on the pass ball. High and away, but definitely catchable by Doering. Now it's a 1-2 count here. The offering, high and away, ball two. Unlike baseball, they don't have to worry about the pitch count here. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, runner at third. Here's the offering to Perez, fouled back to the screen. We'll redo it at 2-2. Triple header on tap for you today. Up next, we'll have Silver Lake. Here's the 2-2 pitch from Weatherman to Perez, fouled straight back to the screen once again. Working a great at-bat here is Jess Perez. Seventh pitch of the at-bat upcoming. Silver Lake, Wichita Trinity will be our next game here on KNZA. Another 2-2. Ground ball down the right field line and foul. Eighth pitch of the at-bat coming up here to Jess Perez. Working an outstanding at-bat here as the seven-hole hitter for the Cyclones. Already three runners home. Two away, runner at third is Ortega. The 2-2 pitch. Called strike three, and that will end the inning. Not before three runs on two hits with two errors and one left on. We go to the top of the second inning. The Cyclones leading 3-0 over Minneapolis here on 103.9 KNZA.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects. Delivering results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned business in Wathena. Contact the local team at MCON or visit online at mconunderground.com.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
For more than five decades, Engabin Drainage Company of Troy has been your trusted resource for farm drainage, GPS pattern tilling, dozing, as well as underground boring water and sewer lines. Contact Engabin Drainage Company of Troy at 785-985-2355. Good luck to all of our area athletes at state. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Start of the second inning, first pitch swinging. Here is Koster, ground ball to the second baseman, Perez, who puts her out. One pitch, one swing, one out. Here to begin the top of the second inning on the 4-3 putout for out number one. Jake Spaulding back with you here at the Investa Softball Complex in the Capital City, 3A State Softball. Riverside plates three in the bottom of the first inning. That's their lead, 3-0. Back to work here is Mia Jackson. First offering in there to Alderson is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Seth and Harper back at the studio helping us out here today. A big day on the MSC Radio Network as the 0-1 pitch is swung on and missed for strike two. Nine local teams being broadcasted today across our networks. The 0-2 pitch swung on and missed. There's strikeout 102 on the season for Mia Jackson. First strikeout of the day, and Alderson is the victim. A little bit of precip starting to fall a little bit here. Not expecting a whole lot. Two away here in the top half of the second inning. Now bring up McClure. He's the one that was charged with two errors in the bottom half of the first inning for Minneapolis that allowed those three runs to score. First pitch, it was a little bit outside, 1-0. Quickly back to work. Here comes Jackson. That's outside, 2-0. Whistler gets the ball back to her. Jackson takes a breath on the circle. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Fouled straight back. It's 2-1. The only base runner that the Lions had in the first inning was on an error by Ortega as her and Hewins collided right center field. 2-1 pitch. Lifted back to the screen once again. So it's 2-2. Jackson just got her first strikeout of the day on three straight pitches. The batter before to Alderson. Looking to sit down McClure here to get her second strikeout of the day. Nobody on, 2-2 count here. Offering a little bit inside. It's a full count now. Three balls, two strikes. There are two outs here in the top of the second. Jackson toes the slab. Rocks back. Here comes the right-hander, and it's high and away, ball four. So McClure will go to first base, the first free pass given up by Jackson here today. Hasn't done that too often this season. The runner at first now is McClure. That'll bring up the catcher, Amy Doering. Stands in from the right side. First offering, a little bit low, ball one. Whistler tried to pop throw down to first, lost the handle of it, and ball helplessly dropped to her side. Runner does not advance. McClure still at first. 1-0 offering coming up here to Doering from Jackson. Just a little bit too far outside. Quick snap throw down to first base. Griffin applies the tag, but not in time. 2-0 the count. Jackson kind of struggling these past two batters. Trying to get back on track here. 2-0 pitch. Ground ball to second base. Flip to second base. And Scott is there for the third out of the inning. It's a nice little 4-6 fielder's choice. And we go to the bottom of the second inning. In this inning, no runs, no hits, no errors. One left on. We go to the bottom of the second. 3-0 Riverside here on 103.9 KNZA.
The team at Harmon Rohde Funeral Homes is always on your side. They recommend having a good game plan and are happy to discuss pre-arrangement services. Harmon Rohde Funeral Home in Troy and Wathena, a tradition in quality service.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Grant's Repair is your stop for AmSoil products, synthetic oils, and Interstate batteries. Also specializing in John Deere tractor repair, minor automotive, and air conditioning service. They now have a full supply of Liberty Gun Safes. Grant's Repair on Highway 36, West Wathena.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bottom of the second we go. Jake and Jake here at the Invista Softball Complex. Seth and Harper back in the studios. Leading off here, the bottom of the second inning will be Kayana Hewins, Bentley Miller, and then back to the top of the order in Ella Whistler. First offering in there for a strike to Hewins. It's 0-1. Second offering swung on and missed. Quickly 0-2 to the 8-hole hitter, who plays center field, one of two sophomores for the Cyclones. Only one senior, five juniors, two sophomores, two freshmen for the Cyclones. The 0-2 pitch, high and away, ball one. Emily Miller just hitting today. Designated player for the Cyclones is on deck. 1-2 pitch, rise ball, rose too far out of the zone. It's 2-2 from Weatherman. In the bottom of the first inning, two big errors by the Lions, aided in three runs. Here's the 2-2. Called strike three, the second strikeout of the game for Weatherman. Jake, you watch a lot of softball?
A little.
Little bit?
Little bit.
You like watching your cousin Mia out there in the circle?
Yep.
Awesome. Now we bring up Bentley Miller, sophomore, designated player for the Cyclones. First pitch, swung on and missed. It's 0-1. Whistler stands on deck. If anybody gets on, Kennedy Griffin for Riverside. 0-1 the count, one away. Here's the offering. Swinging and missing is Miller. Miller kind of has an open stance a little bit, and then she extends out even further to the left side of the box when the pitch comes in. And Coach Allen gets her attention and says, hey, step right at that pitcher. Here's an 0-2 pitch. Lifted high into center field, shallow center field, giving chase as Parks, who makes the play for out number two. And so flip the lineup back to the top for the Cyclones, and Whistler will step up for the second time in as many innings. First time up, she grounded out to the pitcher Weatherman to begin Riverside's batting. Two away here. Standing in from the right side, Whistler with an open stance. Here's Weatherman's rocking the fire inside, ball one. When Riverside's had success, as they've had 21 times so far this year, it's when they get the line moving. You saw seven come to the plate in that first inning. Two away here in the bottom of the second. Second offering is high and away, ball two on the rise ball from Weatherman. Whistler looking down at her coach. Tells her keep that front shoulder in. Open stance. 2-0 the count. 2-0 offering. Low and inside, ball three. Good plate discipline there from Whistler. Weatherman, not happy with it, looks to the dugout at her dad, Brian, and says, I thought that was a strike. Three balls, no strikes. Two away, nobody on here, bottom of the second. 3-0 pitch in there for a strike. Taking all the way was Whistler. It's 3-1. Again, Silver Lake coming up approximately at 3 o'clock, and then at 5, we'll have Jeff West here on this field. 3-1 offering, fouled into the screen right behind Whistler. It's three balls and two strikes now. As they would say, a full count. And Jake, you ever heard somebody say full count?
Yeah.
Do you know that's not in the rule book? In the rule book of baseball and softball, it says three balls, two strikes. It never says full count. Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
The payoff pitch. Ground ball to the shortstop. Pass McClure again. The third error on the shortstop from Minneapolis. It hit her glove and caromed out into center field. So the third error in this ball game by the junior McClure at shortstop. Aiding in a runner at first base now in Ella Whistler. That'll bring up the power hitting left. Power lefty in Kennedy Griffin coming into the game as a courtesy runner for Whistler. Be Macy Mears. Griffin, first offering. Ground ball to the second baseman. Picked up nicely by Hardesty, who puts out Griffin at first for the 4-3 putout. So no damage that time by the Cyclones. Four come to the plate. No runs on no hits, one error, and one left on. We head to the top of the third inning. It's 3-0 Riverside at 3A State Softball in Topeka on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Kime TS of Sabetha is a local family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Sabetha, we make it happen.
State Farm Insurance Agent Jessica Studer, providing insurance and financial services. 205 St. Joseph Street in Wathena. Stop by for a visit or log on to jessicastuder.com.
Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar is open 7 days a week in Highland, offering daily lunch specials and happy hour. Kirkwood also hosts small groups and parties and can cater. The perfect place for great food and drinks together with family and friends. Kirkwood & Co. Sports Bar in Highland.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Top of three we go here in Topeka. 3A State Softball quarterfinal 4-5 matchup. And into the middle of the circle, it's Mia Jackson. And first offering in there, called strike one. This is to Emma Roth, the left fielder for the Lions, her first plate appearance of the day. Lions have sent four each of the first two innings. The 0-1 pitch, catching the corner on the outside, strike two. What a pitch there from Jackson. Mia's got one strikeout on the day. That's now 102 on the season. Trying to make it 103 on this pitch here. The 0-2 offering. Changeup, high and away, ball one. Did you teach her everything you know? This is Jake's cousin, Mia, in the circle. You taught her everything, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Definitely.
That's what I thought.
Definitely.
Here's the 1-2 pitch. Ground ball to the second baseman, Perez. Scoops it nicely, fires to Griffin at first in time. And there's one away on the 4-3 putout. Flipping it back to the top of the order now. It's Parks. She popped up to the second baseman, Perez, her first plate appearance of the game. Stands in from the right side of the box. One away here. Top of the third, and the Cyclones leading 3-0. Offering bunt. Trying to get put down, but a foul ball straight back to the screen. Parks didn't show bunt at all her first at-bat. So Duncan at third, ready and charging on that one. You think you'd be able to hit one of Mia's fastballs?
Yeah.
Here's the 0-1 pitch. Foul ball straight back to the screen. You play baseball, Jake?
Yeah.
Is it your favorite sport?
No.
What is?
Football.
Football? Okay. Playing tackle?
Yeah.
Yeah? What position do you play?
Running back and linebacker.
All right. Future NFL player here. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Rise ball out of the zone. It's 1-2. Again, we got Jake Lamont hanging out with me, young man, cousin of Mia Jackson, the studs in the circle right now for the Cyclones. The 1-2 pitch from Jackson, off speed, swung on and missed, strike three. Strikeout number two on the day, and Jake, that's strikeout number 103 on the season. That's pretty impressive, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Maybe she gets another one.
Two away here in the top half of the third. First offering into Weatherman. Ball one, low and away. Weatherman reached on an error in the first inning. She is one of just two base runners in this game for the Lions. Second pitch, low and away fastball. It's 2-0. She lifted it to right center, and Ortega gave chase, sat underneath it, but collision from center fielder Hewins lodged the ball free. 2-0 pitch, lifted straight away center field. Hewins giving chase in, making the grab. And for the first time today, it's 3-up, 3-down for Minneapolis. We head to the bottom of the third inning. It's 3-0 Cyclones here on the MSC Radio Network.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects. Delivering results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned business in Wathena. Contact the local team at MCON or visit online at mconunderground.com.
The team at Harmon Rohde Funeral Homes is always on your side. They recommend having a good game plan and are happy to discuss pre-arrangement services. Harmon Rohde Funeral Home in Troy and Wathena, a tradition in quality service.
Farmers State Bank in Wathena has proudly served the area for more than 110 years. As your friendly hometown bank, they look ahead to serving you far into the future. Online banking now available at www.fsbwathena.com. Farmers State Bank in Wathena, member FDIC.
Grant's Repair is your stop for AmSoil products, synthetic oils, and Interstate batteries. Also specializing in John Deere tractor repair, minor automotive, and air conditioning service. They now have a full supply of Liberty Gun Safes. Grant's Repair on Highway 36, West Wathena.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
On to the bottom of the third inning, a 3-up, 3-down top half of the third for the Cyclones defensively. Now they're back up to bat, and it's Nyla Duncan who flied out to center field her first time up. Brady Weatherman still in there. Duncan put the bunt down right back to the pitcher. Weatherman fields it, fires it to first in time for out number one. Duncan trying to slip a quick bunt down there, Jake, but unable to get there safely. You see a lot of bunting in softball, don't you?
Yeah.
You think you do that a lot in baseball, too? Or?
Not as much as softball, definitely not. But yeah. When it does, it works pretty good in baseball.
It does, it does. One away here in the bottom of the third inning. That'll bring up the cleanup hitter, Alexis Scott. She reached on an error her first time up, came around to score. Second run of the first inning, end of the game for the Clones. 0-1 the count here to Scott. The 0-1 pitch from Weatherman is a rise ball out of the zone, 1-1. One ball, one strike, one away here, bottom of the third inning. We play seven, or we have run rule in place, 15 after three, 10 after five. 1-1 pitch, fouled back to the screen, it's 1-2. Riverside having the best season in school history. First time at a state tournament. 18 wins the previous two seasons combined. Now 21 wins this season, trying to make it 22 and move on to the semifinals tomorrow. The 1-2 pitch, rise ball out of the zone. Pretty impressive turnaround, isn't it, Jake, when you go 18 wins, 2 years combined, then you have 21 in one season?
Yep, it's really impressive.
Two balls, two strikes, payoff pitch is out of the zone. Makes it three balls, two strikes, one away here in the bottom of the third. The 3-2. Ground ball up the middle and past the diving shortstop McClure. And Alexis Scott reaches base for the second time on a one-out single right up the middle. Jake, this will bring up your cousin Mia Jackson, who had an RBI single the first time up. What do you think she'll do this time?
I don't know. Anything could happen, but most likely she'll probably get a hit or maybe line up. I mean, not ground out.
All right. The first pitch in there, low and away, called ball number one. How about a home run? You got to call a home run into existence here?
I mean, it's possible. She has a few.
She's got a few. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Dribble down the third base line. Foul. One ball, one strike. How many games have you came with Riverside this season to watch your cousin? Is this the first one?
No. Maybe sixth one?
Sixth one, okay.
Because we've watched back-to-back games before.
Right, doubleheaders. 1-1 pitch to Jackson, low, ball two. Standing at first base, getting a good secondary lead there was Alexis Scott. No throw down from Doring. So runner at first, double play is in effect here. Two balls, one strike, one out. Scott at first. Here's the pitch from Weatherman. Line drive, second baseman, what a catch by Hardesty. She doubles up Scott at first. Line drive from Jackson. You actually said that she might line out,
yeah.
And it happened.
Yeah.
We call that the broadcaster's jinx, Jake.
Yeah.
That's a double play that ends the inning. We'll head to the top of the fourth inning here in Topeka. Riverside 3, Minneapolis nothing. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The team at Harmon Rohde Funeral Homes is always on your side. They recommend having a good game plan and are happy to discuss pre-arrangement services. Harmon Rohde Funeral Home in Troy and Wathena, a tradition in quality service.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for a 3A state softball tournament here in Topeka. Quarterfinal matchup winner moves on to the semifinals tomorrow at 11 o'clock to take on top-seeded Frontenac. Jake and Jake here at Invista Softball Complex. Harper Smith, Seth Tollison back at the studios taking care of us. Top of the fourth inning, first pitch swinging. Ground ball to the second baseman, Perez. Plenty of time for the putout at first base. Grounding out for the second time to Perez at second was Roth for out number... Or check it, that was Hardesty. Grounding out to the second baseman Perez for out number one, but the second straight inning for a ground ball to Perez that started the outs for Riverside. Stepping in now from the right side, Randall Hurt. She flew out to right field and Ortega in inning number one. First offering from Jackson is outside, ball one. One away, nobody on here in the top half of the fourth inning. Cyclones leading at 3-0. Here's a ball lifted down the right field line, slicing foul up against the fence. Three runs in the first inning, all unearned runs. Two big errors in the first by Minneapolis, allowing Griffin, Scott, and Poyer to score for the Cyclones. That's their lead, 3-0. Here's a 1-1 offering. Change up inside for ball number one. Or check that, ball number two. 2-1 to count here to Randall Hurt. Jackson's offering. Trying to catch the corner and just cannot. Just a skosh outside, says the umpire. 3-1. One away here in the top of the fourth. We'll play 7 if we go the distance. Run rules of 15 after a 3, 10 after 5. 3-1 pitch. Low and inside, ball 4. Second free pass awarded by Jackson in this game. Allows Randall Hurt to go to first base with one away. Left to right across the infield again. Duncan at third, Scott at short, Perez at second, Griffin at first. The battery, Jackson pitcher and Whistler at catcher. Left to right in the outfield, it's Alvarez in left, Hewins in center, Ortega in right for the Clones. Randall Hurt at first. Here's Koster, grounded out to the second baseman, Perez, her first time up. Squares the bunt, pulls it back, snap throw down to first, not in time. Great throw there by Whistler and good tag by Griffin, but unable to catch Randall Hurt. The question was, did Cossert bring the bat back? They said that she did. 1-0. Here's swinging to the left field, giving chase and over the head of Alvarez. It rolls to the fence. Rounding second, going to third is Randall Hurt. She's going to be called home. She's going to score from first base on the stand-up double by Cossert. RBI double by Cossert and Randall Hurt scoring from first. The Lions strike here in the top of the fourth inning. That was a hard hit softball, wasn't it, Jake?
Yeah, that was hard. Right down the right, barely missing the left fielder's glove.
Yeah, good chase by Alvarez, but couldn't get there, and it rolled all the way to the fence. So one away, runner at second is Koster. Here's Alderson, who struck out her first time up. First pitch in there called strike one. And Jackson, just a 1.72 ERA. This pitch lifted down the right field line, slicing foul. Quickly 0-2 to Alderson, who struck out in the second inning. Cyclones trying to limit the runs in this inning to just one. One away. Cossert at second. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Jackson. Off speed. High and away, ball one. Jackson kind of motioning with her right hand, asking for Whistler to tell her where she needs to put it at. The 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Second strikeout for Alderson, third in the game for Jackson, and there's two away for McClure, who walked her first time up. That was a big pitch and a big strikeout right there, Jake.
Yep, right down the middle.
Two outs. First offering in the dirt. Nice job by Whistler to keep it in front, not allowing Koster to move up to third. 1-0, two away. Cossert stands at second base. Jackson's offering in the dirt again. Nice job again by Ella, keeping that in front of her. Mia Jackson now with 104 strikeouts this season. The 2-0 coming from Jackson. Ground balls. Left side and through into left field. Alvarez charging, firing it home. Cut off by Jackson. It'll be an RBI single here for McClure. Scott at shortstop was shading closer to second base, thinking maybe of a snap throw down from Whistler because of the big jump from Koster. And then finding the open gap was McClure for that RBI single. And just like that, Minneapolis back in this game. It's 3-2 Clones, but two runs here in the bottom or top half of the fourth inning for Minneapolis. Here's Michaela Doering for Minneapolis now. She grounded out in a fielder's choice. Snap throw down to first base. Gets away momentarily, but able to collect it as Griffin as she hustles. Ball short hopped Griffin and hit McClure. Probably saved it from going into right field. Pitch was called a ball, so it's 1-0. Jackson walked, giving up a double and a single here in this inning. The 1-0 pitch. Low and inside, ball two. Snap throw to first again. That one not in time. 2-0 to count here. Eight-hole hitter enduring. That one's in there for a strike. 2-1. You pitch, Jake, when you play baseball?
No, I'm a catcher.
Catcher. Catcher's got to be in control of the game and keeping your pitcher elevated here. Nice pitch. Good hit, but a right at Perez, who steps on the bag at second for the third out of the inning. So second straight time, Doring's hit into a fielder's choice for the third out of the inning. We head to the bottom half of the fourth inning. Two runs come across for Minneapolis. Two runs on two hits. No errors and one left on. We head to the bottom half of the fourth. That's 3-2 Riverside here in Topeka.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects, delivering results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned business in Wathena. Contact the local team at MCON or visit online at mconunderground.com.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000. Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
For more than five decades, Engabin Drainage Company of Troy has been your trusted resource for farm drainage, GPS pattern tilling, dozing, as well as underground boring water and sewer lines. Contact Engabin Drainage Company of Troy at 785-985-2355. Good luck to all of our area athletes at state.
Farmers State Bank in Wathena has proudly served the area for more than 110 years. As your friendly hometown bank, they look ahead to serving you far into the future. Online banking now available at www.fsbwathena.com. Farmer State Bank in Wathena, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here at Topeka, first pitch swinging, Tori Ortega lines it down the right field line foul. She reached on an error her first time up back in the first inning, but big flip of the script there in the top half of the fourth. Two runs come across on two hits for Minneapolis as they trail now just by one. Riverside looking to get those runs back here. Jake and Jake here in Topeka. The 0-1 pitch, ground ball to the shortstop. McClure bobbles it again, fires it over to first. This time is in time for the 6-3 putout. And I know we're here for Riverside, Jake, but I always like to see when a kid has struggled defensively. McClure has had three balls hit to her. She has booted it every single time, but that time able to collect and make a good throw for out number one.
Yep, this time, even though the bobble, she still got the out just in time.
Up next is Jess Perez, who struck out looking her first time up. The second baseman for the Clones. First pitch, low and inside, ball one. We're at the bottom of the order here at 6-7-8 for Riverside. So far in this game, Cyclones before Ortega's at bat, 0-3 in the bottom half of this order. Perez trying to reset that here for the Cyclones. 1-0 the count. The offering from Weatherman, a foul tip. Evening the count at one ball and one strike. That's one thing Riverside's done well this season. When they have given up runs, they've used that very next half inning to get those runs back. What's led them to their 21-4 record. 1-1 pitch. Low and outside, ball two. The umpires selected for the state tournament, the best of the best across the state. 2-1 to count here. Weatherman rocks back. The offering called strike two on the inside corner, evening the count now at two balls, two strikes, with one away here in the bottom half of the fourth. Brady Weatherman with the ball. Here's the offering. Swung on and missed. Perez strikes out for the second time in this game and is the third strikeout victim of Weatherman. Two away here, bottom of the fourth inning. That'll bring up Kayana Hewins, the sophomore center fielder. She struck out looking her first time up. First offering, little inside. It's 1-0. Sun peeking out here in Topeka. Pretty overcast for majority of the day so far. Little breeze moving out to left field, but very, very light. 1-0 pitch is a rise ball, high and away, ball two. 3-2, the Cyclones with the lead. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. They scored three in the first. Minneapolis just scored two in the top half of this inning to get back within one. 2-0 offering in the turf. 3-0, the count way ahead is Hewins. Miller stands on deck. Here's the 3-0 pitch. Low and inside. Four-pitch walk here for the Cyclones for their first base runner since the second inning. Bentley Miller, the sophomore designated player, all she does is bat. Fly out deep to center field, her first time up to Parks. First pitch lifted back to the screen for strike number one. Riverside has now sent at least four batters in every single inning except for the third when they went three up, three down. One, 0-1 pitch. Fouled straight back to the screen. It's quickly 0-2. Ella Wessler awaits on deck. She's 0-1 and reached on an error in this game in her two plate appearances today. Runner at first is Hewins. The 0-2 to Miller. Lifted into center field, shallow, giving chase as Parks makes the grab for out number three. So the Cyclones cannot get those two runs back that the Lions took in the top half of the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. We go to the top of the fifth inning. It's 3-2 Cyclones here on FM 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
For more than 40 years, Taylor Seed Farms has been driving success for farmers with big-time results and small-town values. At Taylor, we back our words with action and excellence. Our corn and soybeans undergo thorough testing in your local environments for years before hitting the market, ensuring our research is serving you best. And we're proudly American-owned and family-run. Visit TaylorSeedFarms.com/radio and explore hybrids and varieties tailored to your farm's needs.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here in Topeka, we head to the top of the fifth inning in a great 4-5 matchup. This is what you expect when you get the 4-5 matchup. Both teams, identical records. It went to a coin flip to figure out who would be the 4, who would be the 5. The only thing that matters in that is the fact that Riverside is the home team. That means something in the game of softball. You get a last chance at bat if you need it. I'm Jake Spaulding, joined by Jake Lamont, cousin of Mia Jackson, that goes to Eudora and enjoys him some softball and cheering on his cousin, don't you?
Yeah.
Got Seth Tollison and Harper Smith back in the studio. Here we go, the top half of the fifth inning. First pitch in there for a strike. Top of the order in Parks. 4 Minneapolis. The 0-1 pitch. Check that. That's Roth. The 0-1 pitch swung on and missed. Roth grounded out to the second baseman, Perez, back in the third inning. Quickly 0-2. Jackson. Ground ball. Back to Jackson. Fields it nicely. Has time. Slings it to Griffin at first in time. And the 0-1-3 put out for out number one. It's tough sometimes as a pitcher because you quickly get that ground ball. You might rush yourself sometimes. You got to stay calm. You got a little bit of time, don't you?
Yeah, you can't just freak out because sometimes your second base and shortstop is not going to pinch for you, so just got to be calm.
I can tell you're a baseball player talking about the middle infielders pinching behind the pitcher. Well done. Now back to the top of the order, it's Parks and Amelia up in the count 1-0. 1-0 offer from Jackson. Rise ball exits the zone. It's 2-0. One out here in the top of the fifth. Lions played it 2 in the fourth to get back within one. 2-0 pitch. In there for a strike. It's 2-1. Weatherman's on deck. If anybody reaches, Hardesty for Minneapolis. The 2-1 pitch from Jackson. Low ball three. What started that last inning of kind of struggles for Riverside, Jake, was a walk, then a double, and then a single. Helped them get those two runs. 3-1 pitch. Ooh, just off the inside part of the plate for ball number four.
Could possibly have been a strike, but...
Didn't call it? We don't argue with umpires, do we? Especially at the catcher, right?
Yeah. Then you won't get the call.
Then you won't get the call, exactly. That's a fourth walk of the game for me and Jackson. Standing at first base is Julia Parks. That'll bring up Brady Weatherman. Reached on an error and flied out to center field. Here's a snap throw down to first, not in time. And I love seeing that. You're a catcher. I like watching. I was a catcher for 12 years. It's always fun to see a good throw to snap throw down to first base.
Yeah, I have one at second before.
A snap throw?
Yeah.
Oh, dang, Jake. 1-0 pitch, swung on and missed by Weatherman, evening the count at 1-1.
Because I faked the pass ball.
You faked the pass ball?
Yeah, I acted like I didn't get it, and then I threw it to second. And then he realized it was too late.
1-1 pitch, in there, called strike two. One and two the count to Weatherman. One away. Parks over at first. In the dirt, nice pick by Whistler. Snap throw down to first, not in time. Count even now, two balls, two strikes, one out. Double play in effect here, ground ball in the middle infield, could turn two to end the inning. Here's a ball lifted high behind the screen and way out of play.
Foul ball.
We'll do it again. Are you calling pitches already as a catcher?
Yeah.
Yeah? What's your favorite pitch to catch?
The fastball.
Fastball, because it's easier.
Yeah. I don't like the changeup because our first baseman tried to throw a changeup. Not very good.
2-2 pitch, swung on foul ball. Oh, it's kept by Whistler. Foul tip caught by the catcher. Strikeout for Jackson. That's her.
105.
Say again?
105.
Good math, dude. 105th on the season and her fourth in the game.
Not throw to first. Not in time.
Not quite in time. Jake, we're going to make you a broadcaster by the end of this game. I'll tell you that right now.
Yep.
Doing a great job stepping in. One ball, no strikes here. Now the Hardesty. 0-2 on the day. Here's a ball lifted deep into left field. Giving chases. Alvarez underneath it to make the third out, and we're out of this half inning. So struggle there with a walk to Parks, but then a strikeout and a fly out to left field. Ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left on. Jake, we're going to go to the bottom of the fifth inning. The Cyclones trying to get another run here. We're back in 1 minute here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Discover Wathena Healthcare and Rehabilitation Center, a fully VA-contracted facility that is both Medicare and Medicaid certified and accepts most Medicare Advantage plans. Offering long-term care, short-stay rehab, and outpatient rehab, including physical, occupational, and speech therapy. Enjoy a small-town home-like atmosphere with all the amenities while providing a variety of daily activities to keep you engaged. Plus, just a few miles from local hospitals and physicians, experience quality care where you feel at home. Choose Wathena Healthcare, caring for you every step of the way.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bottom of the fifth inning we go, and it's 3-2 Riverside with the lead by one. Back to the top of the order, Ella Whistler, first offering, fouled straight back. It's 0-1. Quickly back to work, Weatherman. This ball lifted just over the third baseman's head. Diving effort by McClure, and she's unable to catch it. Great effort by McClure, the shortstop for Minneapolis. But reaching on a single, a little blooper there by Whistler to first base to start the inning for the Cyclones. Jake Spaulding and Jake Lamont here at Topeka, the Invista Softball Complex. Seth Tollefson back in the studio with Harper Smith. Thanks for joining us here on a beautiful Thursday afternoon for state softball. Griffin now in, squares the butt, pulls it back, runner goes, it's Whistler, here's the throw, not even in time. Doring fired it down there, but great jump by Whistler. She swipes the bag easily, and a runner in scoring position here for the Clones. 0-1 here for Kennedy Griffin. She is singled and grounded out to the second baseman. The 0-1 pitch, high and away, ball one.
High away, nice frame.
It was a really good frame. You got taught that at a young age, I'm sure, the catcher, right?
Yeah.
Help your pitcher out a little bit. The 1-1 offering. Ball lifted high into left field. Giving chase, going back. One hops the fifth. Roth couldn't get it. Scoring easily from second is Whistler. And standing at second base is Kennedy Griffin with an RBI double. Right off that bat, Jake, that looked like that ball might have got out of here and the whole entire Riverside section stood up watching it travel and it one-hopped the fence.
Griffin's got a lot of homers, actually.
11 this season.
11.
3 in the regional tournament last week. Nobody out. Here's Nyla Duncan. Lost the first base.
Right.
Nice grab. Randall Hunt over there at first base. Elevates on that line drive that looked like it was going over her head, and Nyla Duncan, one pitch, one swing, and the first out of the inning. That'll bring up Alexis Scott, reached on an error and singled here so far in this game.
Little outside.
One ball, no strikes. Griffin stands at second with one away here in the bottom half of the fifth. Foul ball straight back to the screen, evening the count at one ball, one strike. Minneapolis scored two in the fourth to cut the Riverside lead to just one. Cyclones went empty in the top half or bottom half of the fourth, but able to plate one here to extend the lead back up. Now it's 4-2 Cyclones, bottom of the fifth inning. The 1-1 pitch, high and away, ball two.
Close. Maybe a frame, they could have got that one.
Mia Jackson waits on deck for Riverside. The 2-1 pitch lifted high over the screen, evening the count at two balls and two strikes. One out.
A little late on the ball, and it was kind of high, but I love those high pitches, too.
They're hard to lay off of, aren't they?
Yes, because they travel far, or they hit the ground.
2-2 pitch. Rise ball out of the zone.
A little high outside. Looks real close.
Three balls, two strikes now. Runner at second's Griffin. One out.
We'll count to see what Whistler does.
This is Scott. Alexis Scott fouls it straight back. We'll do it again, Jake. Three balls, two strikes. Seventh pitch of the at-bat.
We'll count. Is Minneapolis going to get the out or base hit or walk?
Let's see here. The offering, high and away, ball four. Great at-bat from Alexis Scott. Works a full count. Fouled one back. Got that seventh pitch. And it was ball number four. Bringing up Mia Jackson. It's a big spot here, Jake. Runners at first and second, just one out. And the Cyclones lead is two, trying to add some insurance.
One out. Your job is to advance the runners. See if Mia can do it.
Weatherman in the circle with the offering, high and away, ball one. Ortega's on deck. Perez in the hole for the Cyclones. The only out of this inning was a hot line drive to first base from Nyla Duncan and a great play by Amelia Randall Hunt over there at first. Want to know the count here to Mia Jackson. In the dirt, gets away from the catcher. Both runners will move up on the wild pitch. So Scott now at second. Griffin over to third on the wild pitch.
Go get hold by Jackson.
Now you're just thinking, get the ball to the outfield at this point, right? A sacrifice fly could be huge. 2-0 the count. Here's the pitch.
And
a little bit low. Ball three.
A little bit low.
So we're seeing now that Brady Weatherman kind of struggling here to me and Jackson.
3-0. Red light. Set up for a bunt.
The pitch and a strike is called, and Mia Jackson and dropped her bat, started running to first base, and the umpire called a strike. Not something you like to see very often either, do you?
No.
See if she can come through here. Three balls, one strike. Runners at second and third for the Cyclones. One away. The pitch. Ground ball to the shortstop. McClure charging up on it. Going to first base in time, but able to get the runner home. Throw to third. Not in time. They try to get a double play. Did the Lions, but a great job getting a job done by Mia Jackson. Scoring Griffin from third and advancing the runner from second to third in Scott.
Up by three. Up by three. 5-2 Riverside.
So a 6-3 RBI ground out for the second out of the inning. Scott stands at third now as Ortega steps in from the right side. Torrey has reached on an error and has grounded out to the shortstop. First pitch swinging, foul ball down the right field line. It's 0-1. So Riverside gave up two runs in the fourth, Jake, but they just got two back here in the fifth with more opportunities in front of them, extending their lead back to where it was after the first inning. It's 5-2.
Right now you're just worrying about if you want to win the inning. It's not about the whole game yet.
Two strikes now on Ortega as she swings and comes up empty. No balls, two strikes, two away here in the bottom of the fifth. The offering, ground ball, chopper to the third baseman. Coming up is Alderson. Fires over to first in time.
Close call. Ortega barely out.
5-3 on the putout, but it not before a couple runners come home for the Cyclones. Two runs on one hit, no errors, one left on. We head to the top of the sixth inning. It's 5-2 Riverside here on your local sports authority, FM 103.9 KNCA.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook. Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs, and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition. Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar is open 7 days a week in Highland, offering daily lunch specials and happy hour. Kirkwood also hosts small groups and parties and can cater. The perfect place for great food and drinks together with family and friends. Kirkwood & Co. Sports Bar in Highland.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here in Topeka, Jake and Jake with you. Seth and Harper back in studio. It's 5-2 Riverside with the lead. First pitch swinging right up the middle. Great swing there by Randall Hurt.
Stops the double play then.
Starts the game off with a single, or this inning off, I should say, with a single. The last half inning. We got a little bit of...
Can they get the two runs back front that Riverside just got?
We got to keep in mind we're close to Forbes Field here, and what sounded like thunder was actually just an airplane going over. But runner on first on the first pitch swinging by Randall Hurt, her first hit of the day. The previous inning, though, was two runs off two hits by the Cyclones, so they got five runs in the game, and they got five hits as well in this ball game. 2-0 the count here to Concert. Doubled her last time up. 2-0 pitch. A little bit high and away. Ball three.
Just right in the corner, just a little high.
Saw you doing this. You're trying to have Mia see you and tell her to calm down a little bit.
Yeah.
Settle down. 3-0 pitch. Right in there for a strike. It's 3-1. This is the 4-5-6. Part of the lineup, middle of the lineup here for Minneapolis. Alderson waits on deck. She struck out twice. 3-1 pitch lifted down the left field line, slicing out of play.
3-2.
So it was a 3-0 count. You got to put your hands up to me and say calm down, and she's thrown two straight strikes.
Yep.
Okay.
See if she's going to get a strikeout. Went for a 106, I'm pretty sure.
3-2 pitch in the dirt, and it'll be a ball. Four for Concert. So reaching on a walk, Jackson now in this ball game with four walks.
Throwing a couple balls in the dirt.
Check that out. Five walks. Go ahead.
Maybe he needs to... Okay, here we go. And there's the pitch. Swing and a miss by...
Alderson. There you go. She's got two strikeouts in this game so far, but here's where we're at right now. Randall Hurt stands at second. Led the inning off with a single. Kostert just walked on four straight pitches. So runners at first and second.
Fake the snap throw by Ella Anderson. No.
Whistler.
Yep,
you got it, buddy. One ball, one strike. Now to Alderson. McClure waits on deck. Jackson in the circle with the offering. High and away. Snap throw down to first. Ooh. Advancing to third there was Randall Hurt on the snap to first. And Whistler just kind of short hopped that one. If that ball would have been on the line, that would have been an out. But Griffin had to try and scoop it up, which she did, allowing Randall Hurt to advance to third. So runners on the corners now, two balls, one strike to Alderson. Jackson in the circle, toes the rubber, the rock and fire, stealing second base with no throw from Kostert.
Good job by Whistler for not throwing down a second.
Yep. Don't allow that runner to come home easily. So nobody out here. The 2-2 pitch coming from Jackson to Alderson. Low and inside, ball three.
Full count. See what Jackson will do.
We got time here on the field as Whistler's going to take a break. Go out there, talk to her pitcher, Mia Jackson. Okay, you're a catcher.
Mm-hmm.
When you call time and go out and talk to your pitcher, what do you tell her?
Well, I don't call time. I just go like halfway and go, hey, throw down. Just playing catch. Playing catch.
Playing catch.
No difference. There's just somebody there. Ignore them.
Three balls, two strikes. We're set to resume action here in the top of the sixth inning. It's 5-2 Riverside, but Minneapolis threatening. Runners at second and third. Nobody out. 3-2 pitch coming here to Alderson. Swung on and missed. Strike three.
106 strikeouts on the air for Jackson. One out, runners at third and second, and
we got McClure up. She's one for one. She has walked and has an RBI single in this game.
Outside.
She bats in the seventh spot for Minneapolis.
It's like Whistler called an outside pitch. Good job by Jackson, I guess.
Just a little bit too far, though. It's 1-0. One away now. Jackson's offering. Fouled straight back to the screen. It's 1-1. Good thing we have the screen in front of us, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're sitting right behind home plate. Great setup here at the Invista Softball Complex in Topeka. Beautiful day for 3A state softball.
Just like that is. And
the 1-1 pitch swinging and coming up empty as McClure, Jake, and Mia come back pretty strong. Last batter in Alderson, down 3-0, came back to strike her out. Now ahead 1-2. Here's the pitch. Bounce straight back to the screen again. We'll do it again at 1-2. Got to have confidence if you're going to be pitching out there, don't you?
Yeah. I want to pitch, but don't get to it.
Keep working, dude. You'll get your chance.
Yeah.
One away. Runners at second and third still. 1-2 pitch. Lifted high into right center field, giving chase as Hewens. It's one hop in the fifth. Randall Hurt scores from second. Scoring in from second, or from third, I should say, and from second is Kostert. It's a two-run stand-up double for McClure.
5-4, Riverside.
And just like that, Minneapolis swipes those two runs back that they gave up in the bottom of the fifth to crawl back within one. It's 5-4, Cyclones. Now scoring, it's a dribbler to third. Duncan has to hurry. Slings it over to first. In time, coming home. Here's the throw.
Close call, close call.
Great play from Duncan to get the out at first, but then steal, or going all the way from second to home was McClure. A bang, bang play goes the way of the Lions.
Close call.
And we're tied at 5-5.
Listen, Rivers and Whistler Chrysler, throw it to Whistler, and Whistler almost got the tag, but just barely.
We got a pinch hitter here coming in. It's Emily Worley for Minneapolis. Now nobody on. Two away here in the top of the sixth inning. Emily Worley's first appearance today.
Fresh new batter. Just calm down if I was the pitcher and try to get the out.
Man, what a bang-bang play there. Great throw from Griffin. Great tag by Whistler. Just a half second behind. First offering.
Nobody on base. Don't have to worry about runners. Just the batter.
Outside ball one. One ball, no strikes. Two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. Or top of the sixth, I should say. Mia Jackson, 1-0 pitch, low and away, ball two, and kind of slaps her leg with her hand, knowing this is a big opportunity to get the third out before we go back to the top of the order for Minneapolis. Pitch high, ball three. Riverside led 3-0 at the end of the first. Minneapolis got two across in the fourth. Two more across for Riverside to lead 5-2 heading into this inning. Here's a ground ball back to the pitcher over to first base in time for out number three. So a nice play there by Jackson to get out of the frame, but not before three runs scratch across for Minneapolis. Minneapolis scores three runs on two hits. No errors and nobody left on. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning, tied at five here from Topeka, 3A state softball. Don't go anywhere.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects. Delivering results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned business in Wathena. Contact the local team at MCON or visit online at mconunderground.com.
For more than five decades, Engabin Drainage Company of Troy has been your trusted resource for farm drainage, GPS pattern tilling, dozing, as well as underground boring water and sewer lines. Contact Engabin Drainage Company of Troy at 785-985-2355. Good luck to all of our area athletes at State.
State Farm Insurance Agent Jessica Studer, providing insurance and financial services. 205 St. Joseph Street in Wathena. Stop by for a visit or log on to jessicastuder.com.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Minneapolis came to the top of the sixth inning and played three runs off two hits, aided by one walk as well in that top half of the sixth inning, tying us at five for the first time. This is the first time we've been tied today. I'm Jake Spaulding, joined by Jake Lamont here behind home plate. Dustin Harper back in the studios. First offering into Jess Perez is a ball, 1-0.
Foul tip on the bunt. Wait, no, she pulled it back. My bad.
It's all good. Now we got time here by Minneapolis as Coach Brian Weatherman goes out to talk to his daughter. We'll keep this one here. No pitching change happening, but it's tied at five as we are now in the 7-8-9 portion of the Riverside lineup. Cyclones scored two in the bottom half of the fifth inning after scoring three in the bottom of the first. But Minneapolis has scored five runs in the last three innings combined.
And Riverside gets the three back. The line just scored. Scored.
We'd like to see it, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
Square into Bunts Perez. That time she offered, couldn't get the bunt down, and that's one ball and one strike. Hewins is on deck, 0-for-1 with a strikeout and a walk, and then Miller in the hole. If anybody gets on, back to the top of the order, and Ella Whistler. 1-1 count. The offering is rise ball out of the zone, 2-1. It all starts with the leadoff hitter, in my opinion, Jake. I love to see our leadoff hitters get on.
Yeah.
2-1 pitch here from Weatherman. Blow it in the dirt. Three balls, one strike here to the second baseman, Jess Perez.
Leadoff hitters got to get a start and get this team pumped up for the thing.
That's right.
3-1.
Three balls, one strike, the pitch.
Foul
ball. Down the right field line into the netting, and it's three balls, two strikes here to Perez. Perez has struck out looking and struck out swinging in her two plate appearances today. Trying to change that mojo right here. 3-2 offering. Ground ball right back to the pitcher. Weatherman catches it on one hop, fires over to first.
In and out.
In time for out number one.
Up to bat. Can she get it started?
Kayana Hewins wears number 24, plays center field, has struck out back in the second and walked in the fourth.
Can she get this started for the Riverside Cyclones to rally back?
One out. First offering spun in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Miller on deck. If anybody reaches to the top of the order, we go. And Ella Whistler. Heston, Silver Lake Baseball over on 96.9. It's 7-0. Swathers leading the Eagles. 0-1 pitch swung on and missed, making it quickly 0-2. The 0-2 pitch. Ground ball, or check that, a line drive to the second baseman, Hardesty, who catches it on the line. Two out here in the bottom of the sixth inning.
Hard hit ball, but just right there. Doesn't have to move. Put the glove out.
Two away now here in the bottom of the sixth inning, and I talk about something I call Uncle Mo. It's momentum. And momentum definitely shifted back on the side of the Lions right now from Minneapolis. Riverside trying to get Uncle Mo to come sit on their bench a little bit. First pitch into Miller, low and away, ball one.
That's my dad's name.
Mo?
Yeah. Well, this is nickname.
Okay. Well, he could be Uncle Mo then.
Yeah.
1-0 the count. Pitch, fouled back to the screen. It's 1-1. Does Mia call him Uncle Mo?
Yeah.
Does she really?
Yeah.
Well, even better then. Mia Jackson, pitcher for Riverside. Jake's her cousin. One ball, one strike here to Bentley Miller, the nine-hole hitter for the Cyclones. Two away. Here's the pitch in there called strike two.
Right down the middle. Probably should have swung at that, but not her pitch.
Two strikes on Bentley Miller now, the designated player for the Clones. Two away. Here's the offering. Swung on and missed.
Drop back
three.
Third.
It drops on the ground, but fired down to first by Doring. To complete the putout.
Yep, three downs. And the Lions, top of the sixth? No, bottom of the sixth.
We're going to go to the top of the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. We're tied at five. Minneapolis coming up here in the top of the seventh inning. Don't go anywhere. It's 3A State Softball on KNZA.
The team at Harmon Rohde Funeral Homes is always on your side. They recommend having a good game plan and are happy to discuss pre-arrangement services. Harmon Rohde Funeral Home in Troy and Wathena, a tradition in quality service.
Farmers State Bank in Wathena has proudly served the area for more than 110 years. As your friendly hometown bank, they look ahead to serving you far into the future. Online banking now available at www.ffbwathena.com. Farmer State Bank in Wathena, member FDIC.
Grant's Repair is your stop for AmSoil products, synthetic oils, and Interstate batteries. Also specializing in John Deere tractor repair, minor automotive, and air conditioning service. They now have a full supply of Liberty Gun Safes. Grant's Repair on Highway 36, West Wathena.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Top of the order here for Minneapolis. Mia Jackson still in the circle for the Clones, and she fires a first pitch strike to Ella Parks. Parks is 0-for-2 with a walk today. 0-1 pitch in the dirt, 1-1. I'm Jake Spaulding. That's Jake Lamont to my right. Seth Tolleson, Harper Smith back in the studio, listening to 3A State Softball here on KNZA. 1-1 pitch, fell back to the screen. It's 1-2. More important thing that you're wondering right now, we're in the top of the seventh inning. We're tied at 5. Minneapolis scratched 3 runs across in the top of the sixth to knot this game up at 5 apiece.
Riverside needs to keep their hopes up. Don't let them score. They have a chance.
1-2 pitch. Called strike 3!
The 107?
107 on the year for Miss Jackson.
107 strikeouts.
6 of the day. And a huge first out in the top half of the seventh inning.
Can she do it again?
This is Brady Weatherman. Struck out her last time up. First offering high, ball one. Leatherman. Reached on an error in the first, flied out the center in the third, and struck out in the fifth. The 1-0 pitch. Just off the inside part of the plate for a ball. It's 2-0. Hardesty's on deck. If anybody reaches, Randall Hunt, who has scored twice for the Lions, awaits. The 2-0 pitch from Jackson. Ground ball through up the middle to center field. Hewins fires it in quickly, but it's a one-out single for Brady Weatherman.
Double play in action.
Double play is in effect, Jake, as this will bring up Amelia Hardesty, the second baseman. Flied out to center, grounded out to second, and flied out to left so far today. A ground ball to the second baseman would be ideal right now for Riverside. One away, we're in the top of the seventh inning, tied at five. Lions have Weatherman at first. Here's a square into bunt. Fired down to second base and kicks away into center field, but Weatherman stays put.
Maybe if it was to the second baseman's left, then she would have caught it. Chance of an out.
Stolen base nevertheless as Weatherman takes the double play out and, more importantly, gets a Lion in scoring position. A line drive into the outfield, maybe going to the fence. 200 to left field, 200 to center, 200 to right. You'd think that any ball hit to the fence would score the run from second. Swinging and missing here on the offering is Hardesty. It's 1-1. Really aggressive right now at second base is Weatherman. Jackson back in the circle. Mia steps back with the left foot, comes forward with the right, ground ball to Duncan at third, fakes the throw to second, gets the out at first.
Two outs. If they can get the force here, run does not count. Can they do it?
Ground ball out there, 5-3 if you're scoring it at home. From Hardesty, it does move the runner up. Leatherman does on the throw to first. So runner at third, two away, and intentionally walking Randall Hunt are the Cyclones. So she's now at first base. This brings up Kostert, who had a huge double back in the fourth inning to get the first run across for the Lions. She's in a big spot here. Runners on the corners for Jackson. First pitch in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Randall Hunt moves up to second base with no throw. You can feel the tension rising here. Two away, 0-1 to count. The offering, ground ball to third. Duncan collects it cleanly, fires over to first. In time!
And no run scored because it was a force out. If Riverside scores here, the game is over.
Great job by Nyla Duncan at third. We head to the bottom of the seventh inning, tied at five. Riverside, top of the order coming up. It'll be Whistler, Griffin, Duncan. Don't go anywhere.
For more than 40 years, Taylor Seed Farms has been driving success for farmers with big-time results and small-town values. At Taylor, we back our words with action and excellence. Our corn and soybeans undergo thorough testing in your local environments for years before hitting the market, ensuring our research is serving you best. And we're proudly American-owned and family-run. Visit TaylorSeedFarms.com/radio and explore hybrids and varieties tailored to your farm's needs.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Can you ask for anything better? We're in a quarterfinal matchup. Winner goes to the semis tomorrow. It's the bottom of the seventh inning. Tied at five. Top of the order up here for Riverside. The first pitch to Ella Whistler is a ball that gets away from the catcher, Doring. And this is what dreams are made of as a young kid, just like you are, Jake. You want to be up tied in the bottom half of the inning trying to get that final game-winning run.
Oh, I've hit a walk-off single.
Well, that's what we want to see here for the Cyclones. 1-0 the count. The offering is low and away. Ball 2 to Ella Whistler. It'll be Whistler, Kennedy Griffin, Griffin, Nyla Duncan. If anybody gets on, Alexis Scott, top of the order for the Cyclones.
Griffin has 11 home runs.
2-0 pitch off the inside part of the plate. It's 3-0.
Griffin has 11 home runs. It'd be cool to see a
walk-off home run.
Yep.
That'd be pretty fun. All starts right here with Whistler right now. Way ahead in the count. 3 balls, no strikes. Last time she singled, it came around to score. 3-0 pitch. Low and inside. Ball 4. Starts the bottom of the 7th inning off with a walk. And that'll bring up the power hitter from the left side, a freshman, Kennedy Griffin, for the Cyclones. 5.21 average. 11 home runs.
Can she hit a walk-off home run?
Nobody out. Whistler. Griffin squares the bunt, pulls it back. Whistler takes off for second. Here's the throw. Not in time. Swiping the bag is Whistler, and she's standing at second base as a game-winning run.
The shortstop dropped the ball. Maybe had a chance to get the out, but got to catch the ball first.
Kennedy Griffin now will be intentionally walked. This will bring up Nyla Duncan. Nobody out. Griffin at first. Whistler at second, representing the game-winning run. Here's Nyla, the junior, batting 465 on the season. No opportunity bigger than right now. First pitch the at-bat, high and away, ball one. Alexis Scott waits on deck, and Mia Jackson in the hole. Opportunity's knocking here for the best season in school history. The first time at a state softball tournament for the Clones.
Can they pull the win off to go to the semis?
That's right.
They will play front neck, the number one seed.
Want to know the count to Duncan. Here's the pitch. High ball two. So if you, we're not going to count the intentional walk, but that is seven straight balls thrown by Weatherman.
Foul ball to right into the screen.
Right back. Yep, right in front of us. Duncan all over that one. Just missed it. 2 balls, 1 strike. Nobody out here in the bottom of the 7th inning. Tied at 5. Ella Whistler stands at second base representing the game-winning run. Here's the 2-1. Here's a pass ball. Gets past the catcher and the runners will move up.
And cannot afford a pass ball because Whistler is at third for a scoring position. So
Whistler looking down at Duncan, clapping her hands. Coach Allen clapping his hands. 3 balls, 1 strike on Duncan. Weatherman has to bring one here, and I think we're going to get intentionally walked. Yes. Nyla Duncan will go down to first base on an intentional walk, and this will be bases loaded now. Alexis Scott in from the right side. Nobody out. The infield will come in.
There could be. I think they did intentional walk to get a force at home.
Here's a ground ball right up the middle on Riverside. Wins it.
It's over.
Alexis Scott, first pitch swinging right up the middle
for the win for Riverside. They're moving on to the semifinals against Front Neck, and they have gone in the field celebrating. Who hit the ball?
Alexis Scott.
That Scott hit
amazing
the ball.
Amazing plate appearance there. Just one pitch is all it took. And the Cyclones get their first state win.
Going on to this front now.
6-5, your final. We'll summarize and wrap it all up after this timeout. Riverside moving on to tomorrow's 11 a.m. game against top-seeded Frontenac. We're back after this timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Morrill Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Morrill Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Hello, my name is Stephanie Grove, and I'm a licensed holistic health coach and nutritional counselor at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialties include teaching our patients the importance of gut health, educating them about healthy metabolism, and inspiring them to reach their ideal weight. I enjoy working one-on-one with our patients and love tailoring individualized lifestyle plans to meet their expectations. Our consultations are free, so call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to get started today.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Northeast Kansas, what a game to start off the 3A state softball tournament for our triple header here today on FM 103.9 KNZA. The 4-5 matchup had two teams with like records. It was a coin flip to decide who had the last at bat, and it was absolutely important for Riverside to be the 4, not the 5, because in walk-off fashion, the Cyclones win it 6-5 over Minneapolis. Jake Spaulding here with you in the capital city. Seth Tallis and Harper Smith back in the studios. Special thanks to Jake Lamont, a young man, 12 years old from Eudora. My goodness, great help from him. His first time ever jumping on the radio. His cousin's Mia Jackson, the winning pitcher for Riverside, and just a blast that we just had calling that game for you back at home. Let's break things down for you. Riverside jumped out early, 3-0 at the end of the first inning. 3 runs, 2 hits, but 2 big errors by Minneapolis in that inning aided in those 3 runs. Of the 6 runs for Riverside, only two of them are earned runs charged to Brady Weatherman of Minneapolis. So errors aided in the Riverside win. They led 3-0 at the end of one, and then a big 4-run inning by Minneapolis, or fourth inning, 2-run inning by Minneapolis, got the game within one. And back in the bottom half of the fifth inning, Riverside took 2 runs back. But the top of the sixth is where you saw Minneapolis strike gold, starting it off with a single and then a walk for Minneapolis, and then a double that brought home 2 of the 3 runs for the Lions. They able to even the game up at 5 apiece. And then the top half of the seventh, an amazing job by Mia Jackson, starting it off with a strike, gave up a single, then a ground out to third, intentionally walked the cleanup hitter Randall Hurt, and then Nyla Duncan, an amazing play from third base to get the final out of the top half of the seventh. And then top of the order for the Cyclones, man, it didn't take much. Walk by Whistler, intentional walk to Kennedy Griffin, and then an intentional walk to Nyland Duncan set the stage for Alexis Scott, who ripped a single right back up the middle, right past the glove of pitcher Brady Weatherman for the game-winning walk-off RBI single for the Cyclones. Top to bottom in the order, Whistler goes 1-for-2 with 2 runs scored. Kennedy Griffin 2-for-3 with an RBI and 2 runs scored. Nyla Duncan 0-for-3 on the day, but Alexis Scott, the cleanup hitter, 2-for-2 at the plate, 1 run scored, 1 RBI, yes, the game-winning RBI for the cleanup hitter. Mia Jackson went 1-for-3 today, 0-for-2 for Tori Ortega, 0-for-3 for Jess Perez, 0-for-2 Kiana Hewins, and 0-for-3 with Bentley Miller. Patience at the plate for Riverside. They drew 6 walks today. Riverside had just 1 error in this ballgame as well. The winning pitcher, Mia Jackson, 6 strikeouts to give her 107 on the season now, and they'll move on to take on a top seed top-ranked Frontenac tomorrow at 11 a.m. That'll conclude it here for Riverside and Minneapolis. Don't go too far because we've got the next matchup in this state tournament, the 2-7 matchup. It'll be Wichita Trinity, the 2-seed, taking on the 7th-seed Silver Lake Lady Eagles. That game scheduled to start at 3 o'clock, so we'll send it back to the studios until then. For now, this is Jake signing off. Riverside wins it in an emphatic way. Walk-off single by Alexis Scott. Cyclone 6, Lions 5. We're back after just a little bit with Silver Lake and Wichita Trinity here on your local sports authorities coverage of state baseball in Topeka. State softball, in Topeka on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansaland Radio.